from her album of the same name on the Preservation label, Sydney's Preservation label run by Andrew Kuduri. That is From the Ground by Heather Woods Broderick. Now, Heather's an accomplished pianist and cellist and well and truly classically trained, but has been playing a lot with all sorts of bands for some time, including, I guess, guesting with people like M. Ward and Blitz and Trappin, and playing live a lot with Efterklung, the Dutch post-rock group, and she's about to be touring along with her brother Peter Broderick with Efterklung. Peter Broderick's work has been heard quite a bit on FBI and on this show. He's, I guess, in a way, a little like Heather. He's kind of combined classical music and classical arrangements on piano and strings with a sort of post-rock and indie and sort of folky sensibility. Now, a week or so ago, I was very lucky to have a conversation with Heather Woods Broderick, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm talking to her live on air now, but we're going to hear that conversation now, and we'll hear a little more of Heather's music, I think, through the conversation in the background, and then I'll play another track from this beautiful album. So stay tuned. You're on FBI with Peter Hollow, and this is Heather Woods Broderick.
The album is your first solo release, is that right?
That's true, yeah.
So you've been playing, though, I suppose you've been playing music for most of your life. I know that there's a few bands that you play live with, so I guess the first thing I'll start with is kind of the origins of your musical background, and I know that you're a cellist and your brother Peter plays various string instruments and things as well, so was classical music the first sort of place that you started playing music?
Yeah, I started taking classical piano lessons when I was 8 years old, and sort of stuck with that for most of my life up until now, off and on, even into university. For the first couple of years, I was a classical piano performance major and spent a lot of time on that instrument, and then picked up cello a little bit later on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And cello seems to have served you well for playing with all sorts of, you know, non-classical bands as well. So when would you say you sort of started writing songs and writing in a, you know, different sort of world, musical world altogether from the classical world?
I would say probably, I mean, there was a couple fluke times where I sat down and wrote a song, but for the most part, probably about 2.5 years ago was the first time that I started writing songs and taking it a little bit more seriously.
Wow, right, okay. And had at that point, had you already been playing, you know, in bands and in the folk or indie or sort of, you know, other musical world?
Around Portland I was playing in all different kinds of bands because the music community here is so connected. Especially like the indie folk world, and everyone that's playing is friends with each other and sitting in with each other's bands all the time. So there was one point when I was playing in like 5 or 6 bands in Portland, doing keys and strings and different accessory instruments depending on which one I was playing with, and then it sort of started to narrow down. Like, as for example, as Horse Feathers got busier, I didn't have time to do quite as much of the other bands, but yeah, I had been playing in bands probably since I was about 19 or 20. I'm 26 now, and so I guess it was a few years of that before I started actually writing my own songs.
Right, and there was some touring again with Efterklung, along with your brother as well. So I guess that sort of took you on the road. Is that right as well?
Yeah, I started playing off and on with them about a year and a half ago, just sort of flying out for certain concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a core members of their band, and then they have a live band with additional members, and they've had other pianists involved as well, but in the last 8 months or so, I've become the primary pianist for that group as well.
So. Okay. So do you swap between cello and piano and what have you, or is it mainly piano?
In Efterklang, I'm playing piano and flute and doing a lot of singing. I haven't incorporated cello in that band as of yet. Although I'm moving there and over to Copenhagen in February, and so we've talked a little bit about maybe at that point trying to incorporate a little bit of that. And
wow, cool.
Yeah.
And does Peter, your brother, live in Copenhagen as well now, or just some of the time? Or something.
He, I guess you could say he lives in Copenhagen just as much as he lives anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
because he's been pretty much touring consistently for the last couple years. So I think he splits his time off probably equally between Copenhagen and Berlin right now.
Okay. Well, given that very busy schedule, it's kind of amazing that you found the time to put together a whole wonderful album. And one of the interesting things is that it has this combination of a bit of a sort of home recording sound and this sort of really lush production in some parts. So is that, did it begin as a sort of self-recorded project like that? And, did you have a vision for how it was going to sound from the beginning?
No, I would see this album more as like a collection of songs over the last 2 years, more than like an album that I set out to do with a clear idea from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has a lot to do with, because of the schedules of me and Peter, we've just recorded things whenever we happen to be together for anywhere from a couple days to 2 weeks, you know, so... all of it is recorded. You could say all of it is a home recording. It was recorded in different places, but with a really basic sort of Pro Tools setup. And the differences you could hear maybe in the progression of songs could be just from Peter getting better at recording over the last couple years even. I don't know.
Mm.
But it was all done in a really simple manner.
Yeah, and I guess we've heard it's been, I suppose, a similar period of time that Peter's material has started getting out there as well. I don't know if he's been sort of working on some of that for a very long time, but it's been a couple of years, so I guess we're hearing that in your work as well now, the sort of progression. It seems like you both play an incredible range of instruments, so you just sort of tend to pick up an instrument and sort of learn how to play it.
Yeah, and it's not even, I wouldn't necessarily say we can play everything really well, but just maybe enough to achieve the sound that we're looking for in that section of a song, or, we both have a couple instruments that were pretty... have focused on more than others, and the rest are sort of accessory things, and I think luckily enough we have musical ears good enough to just sort of make those things fit.
Yeah, definitely. Well, some of the songs are, at least when they begin, sound a lot more like a sort of singer-songwriter with an acoustic guitar and vocals, and so I suppose... is that how... Do you go about songwriting in a sort of standard fashion, or does it sort of depend on the particular song, what you're going to start playing?
Yeah, it really depends for me. I think I started writing a lot of songs on the guitar because it was easier for me to write songs on the guitar. I think growing up in the classical world of piano, and I think you hear this from a lot of people that have studied classically,
yeah,
it can sometimes put some limitations on your ability to stray away from what you know you're supposed to be doing.
Mm.
And I had no idea how to play the guitar, and I,
wow.
I don't feel like I really even do now, but I think just starting from absolutely nothing and building a sound that I was satisfied with, because I that's all I could do, and then putting words to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any training in guitar, and I don't know what chords I'm playing most of the time, and
right.
So I don't think it's really a classical or like your classic singer-songwriter formula for the way that I write songs, just until I get the sound that I'm happy with.
Yeah, and so there's a sort of spirit of experimentalism, I suppose, there, and we hear that in the sort of lovely ways that some of the songs go into really different sort of sonic worlds. It's lovely how For Misty begins as this sort of drone that could almost be Jasper TX or something.
Right.
And I guess I'm interested in the provenance of those sorts of sounds, whether you are kind of consciously sounding like some of these artists who are making that sort of music. Are you just sort of playing around with the studio and the way to make sounds, or are you interested in sort of trying to be, I guess, reference that sort of scene as well that exists?
Yeah, I definitely have a great love for instrumental music, and I think that comes from my understanding and background in classical music.
Sure.
Because some of the first instrumental bands that I listened to were more like post-rock instrumental bands, and I really liked the music because of the time signatures and time changes and things like that that were similar to classical music but just performed in a completely different manner.
Mm.
And so I think once I then jumped into the realm of instrumental music, then I started enjoying all the other things about it, like the people that do more of the soundscape stuff, and melody has really always been my main draw to music.
Mm.
And so I think any instrumental band that I listen to, even if it's like a drone focused band or artist, there's probably some point in that piece where there's a melody that sticks out to me.
Mm.
That really grabs me. And I think that's sort of my focus when I am working with instrumental stuff is, and I think that's probably why my drones usually grow into some sort of melody, because
yeah.
For me that is what means the most to me in music, listening to it and playing it.
Mm. And when you have a sort of quite full string arrangement, as well a number of the songs do, is that something that the two of you have nutted out together? And do you ever actually write music down, or are you sort of playing, like, I don't know, either improvising or sort of just working out the lines that the instruments will play?
I think there's probably a few on there that we both worked on, and then others that I did by myself, like For Misty, for example, was it?
Yeah.
An arrangement that I did by myself, and that melody section of that song is written out for actually a group of like 20 cellists, because I've played it off and on with the Portland Cello Project.
All right.
So we've performed that part of it. So I've done that one, and there's a couple other ones on there that I've written by myself and written out so that they can be performed. Other ones like the end of Old Sun, the last song on the record, how it kind of goes into the instrumental part and then just ends with strings at the end is me coming up with a cello part, and then Peter and I sitting and hashing stuff out until we build the chord that we want and
great.
Things like that. So yeah, some of them are dual effort.
Mm. Have you been playing as brother and sister? Have you been playing together for a long time and making music one way or other?
You know, we never played too much, like, in our younger years, like when we both lived with our parents. Mm. I think the first time we played together was a band that we had when I was about 19, so he was 15, and that was just sort of a rock band. And then, you know, he lived in Portland for a while, too, so he played with some of the bands that I was playing with, and uh-huh. I guess the first time we played a lot together was in Horse Feathers. We toured with that band a little bit.
Yeah.
And worked on that record, their second record. We did that one together, so.
Okay, and you were playing strings, among other things, at that point?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right,
Great. Well, as a... I'm actually a cellist myself as well, and I'm really interested in the idea, I guess, of I guess for me writing music comes reasonably naturally, but writing lyrics is really quite a different mode of creation, and so I'm interested in that aspect because, you know, it seemed quite natural at writing lovely complete songs. So has that been a kind of, you know, a real challenge for you, or has it been something that's been part of your creative makeup?
I think that, well, I definitely can't at any time sit down and just write a song. Usually I have to have something that's inspired me, so sometimes I'll go through a couple months and not write anything at all, and then I start to feel really frustrated. Like, well, maybe I'm not really a songwriter, you know, but I think it comes back around. It's sort of one of those things that ebbs and flows for me. I can't force them out because then I'm never happy with them.
Sure.
But, and I think for me it's taking enough time to be quiet for a little bit and just not having distractions and really being able to think about what I'm trying to express. And
And does that come out
having
does that come out in the music as well? Is it a sort of symbiotic thing, or do you need some music there to start writing the song or the lyric?
Usually I think with every song on that record I did with a melody in mind, at least maybe the chorus or something. At least I had that melody in my head to work with. Recently I've written a couple songs where I wrote a bunch of words and then maybe formed them around a melody later on, and when that happens it's a little bit different of a process because you have to make things fit, you know, so you end up changing things a little bit. But I think that can also be kind of a nice way to write because it could just be a collection of thoughts from a day that you've had or something, and sort of like putting a poem to music, you know.
Yeah. So this solo material, I guess you've talked a lot about, you do play live a lot with other bands.
Right.
Do you play this stuff live, and if so, kind of what do you make of the multi-instrumental aspect on record in a live
set? I think I can count the number of shows I've done by myself on both hands without filling them up, but I've performed totally by myself a couple times. One of those times I did with a loop pedal, so I could build some of those instrumental parts.
Yeah.
I've had instrumental accompanists that sit in with me and play guitar or mandolin or something and do some harmonies. Usually it's me and one other person. This last time I was on tour with Efterklang, we did one show where some members of Efterklang sat in with me and we made sort of like a pop band out of the set, and that to me is more in the direction I would like to go.
Sure.
I don't really want to perform by myself too much because when I write the songs, I intentionally leave room for other instruments because I hear other things that I want to add in.
Mm.
And so I would feel like, not only would I feel like it doesn't represent the record totally truthfully, but maybe not even the songs the way I'm wanting them to sound. So if I have the time and the people that are willing to put some time into making a live set with me, I think I would put a band together to play consistently with.
Yeah. Oh, that's really understandable, but sure, it would be a lovely thing to have. And I suppose, are you working towards some kind of second album or next project?
Yeah, I've got a few songs recorded already, but it'll be interesting. I'm wondering if it will sort of turn out like recording all over the place, like the last one. Because of my schedule for the next year, we'll be pretty much consistently on the road. But I have a friend in Berlin that has a nice recording studio, and hopefully on some of my time off, I can work with him a little bit, getting some new stuff down.
Would it be different to go in, I guess, with a sort of limited time in a studio you've booked and kind of have to be prepared and know exactly what you're going to be putting down on tape, so to speak?
Yeah, would be really different, and I think it would be a really good challenge for me. I would love to do that at some point. Yeah, if it worked out to where I had 8 songs or something that I had ready and had ideas about how I wanted them arranged, that would, to me, that would feel really satisfying because the way that these last ones were put together was, it felt really good, but it also had its moments where it felt sort of scattered.
Sure. Oh well, it doesn't come across that way, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's lovely that it's released on the Preservation label, which I guess, I mean, it's not, it doesn't feel like just a sort of Australian label, it's a sort of international label the way Andrew puts it together.
Right.
Is it a kind of nice place to be, do you feel? And did you seek out the label, or did they seek you out to release this?
They sought me out, which I'm incredibly happy about because I think Andrew is a really wonderful guy from the conversations that I have had with him, and I like the idea that it's a pretty small label, but they take care to release things that they think are unique and do it in a way and present it to other people in a way that a lot of labels aren't doing either, like with their packaging and their the way how one of them is into the music and the other one's doing the design and things like that. It's really cool.
Is it being released on a label from halfway around the world, are your records easy enough to find in a few local places and what
have
you?
I think I'm not really sure about that yet. The technical release date for the US might be even a week or so off still.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not really sure. That'll be interesting to see.
Sure. I guess there's somebody distributing it, so it'll be out there in some way or other.
Right, yeah.
And I'm actually in 5 or 10 minutes talking to a label mate of yours, Aaron Martin, as well. So
yeah,
probably have to head off and get ready to have a chat to him.
Okay, great. We'll give him my best.
I shall. Have you met him?
I hope to meet him sometime. I think his music is incredible.
Yeah, definitely as well.
We'll be hearing that interview with Aaron Martin next week on Utility Fog. We've been listening to Heather Woods Broderick there and a lot of her beautiful music from the From the Ground album on the Preservation label. So tune in next week for Aaron Martin. And I think I'll play one more full track that we can listen to of Heather Woods Broderick. This is a song rather than an instrumental track. It's called Wounded Bird. You're with Peter Hollow on FBI, and this is Heather Woods Broderick.
Heavy with hunger.